T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
More than it already has been. And those are your headlines.
All right, good job, Amber. Let's go out to the Toyota Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Evan Husney joins us now. He's one of the executive producers of Dark Side of the Ring, which season 2 premiered last night on Vice TV. Hey, Evan, thanks a lot for spending some time with us today. You hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Excellent. Yes, thank you so much. So we know you're busy because the show premiered season 2 last night. I watched it. It was about Chris Benoit, which is a very famous and dark story in the history of pro wrestling. But first, I'm a huge professional wrestling fan. Amber doesn't know a ton, okay? She humors me because we have wrestling superstars on with us all the time, okay, and that kind of deal. Mm-hmm. But is this correct here, Evan, where season 1, which was fantastic, season 1 of Dark Side of the Ring was 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it was the most watched show in Vice TV's history? Is that true?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it was a surprise hit for the network. I'm not sure if Vice ever thought they would be in the wrestling business to some extent. But yeah, it's been kind of a runaway hit for the network, just as the popularity and the interest in pro wrestling has grown just exponentially in the last couple of years. And so, yeah, it's just been really cool to see the response, and also the response from people who aren't wrestling fans, who've been enjoying these stories as they are just so compelling that even if you're not a fan, you can enjoy the show. And that's the way we wanted to approach it and making it.
So it looks like, are there 6 episodes of season 2? Do I have that right?
No, season 1 is 6 episodes, and season 2 is technically 10 episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So yeah. 10 episodes, season 2 debuted last night. It's going to be every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. on Vice TV. I feel like you came out of the gates, Evan, season 2 with, like, the biggest one, because Chris Benoit is a story that every pro wrestling fan knows about. It's a super disturbing story. And I can tell you, that episode last night, it was brutal, but it was brutal in all the good ways possible from a documentary perspective. And I just want to ask you, because I was telling Amber last segment, I find from a documentarian, I guess, perspective, or from an executive producer perspective like yourself, Evan, what is it like when you're sitting on the other side of the camera and you are watching guys who have lived through these tragedies have to relive these stories? I mean, how do you experience that on the other side of the camera?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a very emotional experience, and more so than most of the episodes, this one was especially so. And we always try to, make relationships with our subjects, because, we are fans of wrestling. We grew up as fans of wrestling, and been fans our whole lives. So a lot of these folks that we interview on the show are people we grew up idolizing and grew up watching. And so it is surreal to be, kind of as a fan, in their living rooms, in their space, and then having them hear you, or having them tell you some of their most emotional and human and deepest moments. It's just it's very surreal. But for us, it is difficult. But I think that, you know, together, you know, we always try to lead with our hearts in telling these very difficult stories and try to come from an empathetic place. And, you know, I think with this episode that premiered last night, you know, our main goal was to bring everybody together, to really tell this story for the first time in a safe place. And because it's never really been dealt with before. It's something that's always been kind of too taboo for the industry, and or otherwise, you know, over sensationalized in the media. So we really wanted to create just an honest, straightforward space to tell this very complicated, very emotional, very dark story.
And of course, again, we have Evan Houston here with us. He's one of the executive producers on Vice TV last night. Dark Side of the Ring season 2 premiered. It's a terrific series. Last night's episode was Chris Benoit, who, you know, as Evan, who's a wrestling fan, will tell you, I'll tell you, this was not a B-level or a C-level wrestler. This was a guy who was the tops of the top, okay? He's one of the all-time great wrestlers who committed murder-suicide on his wife, his young son, and himself, and it really shook the wrestling world upside down. But like you're saying here, Evan, your goal, you wanted to bring a bunch, you wanted to bring family members and friends together who had not seen each other since this tragedy. And I would imagine that is an element where, like you say, non-wrestling fans are able to enjoy this series as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was always the goal. I mean, it was just, I don't know if the story really would have been worth telling from any other perspective, for us at least, than just to be able to talk to the people that this affected the most, I mean, or most of the people that it did, and then to kind of bring them together and really have them share their story for the first time. I mean, it almost felt, you know, going back to your previous question, it felt like very therapeutic. You know, most of the people in this show have been told for many years not to talk about it, or they haven't had any sort of platform to really talk about it because it's so controversial. And so I think afterwards, most of the subjects, you know, remarked that this was, you know, a start for more closure for them, or that this was, you know, finally able to get something off their chest. You know, David Benoit, who's Chris's other son from a previous marriage, you know, David, when he sat down and he spoke to us, you know, for him, I mean, although it was a very heavy experience, I think it's one of the first times he'd ever really opened up to anyone about the full story, you know, probably outside of his close family and maybe some friends. And then for him, you know, he remarked online recently that, you know, he was able to start letting go of, you know, 13 years of, you know, trauma from after this. So that was just remarkable to see what the experience was like for people in telling this very difficult story.
Chris Jericho, who's one of the all-time great wrestlers, people know the name out there. He was one of the guys who contributed to the show last night. And I thought he came off, and as someone who knew Chris Benoit very well, I thought he came off very, very fair. Okay. And I also got the impression, though, and you tell me if I'm wrong, he gave me the impression, Evan, that he feels a little bit like Chris Benoit had them fooled, that maybe he wasn't everything that they thought he was, that personally and at home, he may have been a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the more complicated aspects of the story is, you know, as you see in watching the full 2-hour episode, it is like a lot of it is trying to come to terms with the actions that this person has done. And for the people who are his close friends, you know, who were Chris Benoit's close friends, or who were his, you know, brother-in-law, or who, you know, was his father, you know, it's really tough to imagine, you know, that same person that you thought you knew who committed these same acts. And that's a huge part of, I think, why it's been just so difficult to process for everyone involved. I mean, I can't even imagine it if I were in their shoes. I can't even imagine that. And so, I mean, it is a possibility, and it is something that I think people are, you know, people in the story are trying to come to terms with. But I think it's so complicated because there are so many factors that could have played a major role in this tragedy, whether that is CTE, or, you know, whether it is drug abuse or grief and depression or a cocktail mix of all of them. which is something more that I believe. But, you know, it's so complicated to try and, you know, and someone you knew and you traveled around the world with and spent so much time with. Sometimes these wrestlers spend more time with each other than they do with their families. And then to basically come to terms with, you know, these actions, it's almost just, it's unbelievable.
Do you even try to get Vince McMahon on camera? Because that seems like a complete waste of time to even attempt that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that obviously, you know, if that were a possibility, it would definitely be something that we would be interested in. And, you know, I mean, he's kind of the top interview on our list of people to interview. Yeah. I just don't think that it's a possibility, just given the subject matter.
Was there anything that you left out of the show last night that you wanted to include, but time constraints were a problem?
Actually, a lot. You know, we always find that with making any of these shows, that these stories are just so massive. A couple of the things that unfortunately weren't able to make it in is, I mean, you still get a sense of, you know, what it's been like for David Benoit and for Sandra, who is Nancy Benoit's sister. You really just like how the wrestling world and how people on social media have sort of treated them, you know, since the events. Obviously, we know there's a lot of trolls online, but we had a whole kind of section, especially for David, you know, someone who is Chris Benoit's son, is having to live on after this. And that was a huge eye-opening aspect of this whole show.
And he looks exactly like him, too. He looks just like him.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a huge eye-opening aspect in making the show for us was just that, like, everyone involved, especially David, you know, they are victims in this story, too, because they're still here, and they're the ones that have to, you know, basically live with this and also, you know, hear all the flack from everybody else about it, even though they're completely innocent in this story. And so for us, that was really eye-opening, and there was a section that we had put in there just kind of about the comments and the, you know, tweets and the bizarre interactions that, you know, David has to deal with on social media on a daily basis. And that's just like shattering to know that, like, he had to have gone through this, you know, like he didn't choose any of this and then has to deal with it and after the fact. And that was a really powerful section, but that will be released as a separate piece, I think, in the coming weeks.
What's been the reaction you've received since the show aired last night and then into today? Like, I'd imagine you've heard from a lot of folks around the wrestling world.
Yeah, the reaction has been, quite frankly, overwhelming. You know, last night it was trending on Twitter, and, you know, I just never thought that would be, like, our little show would do that. But it was pretty surprising, and it's definitely, you know, because this story has been suppressed so much in the wrestling world over the last 13 years, that I think there's just so, because of that, there's so much interest in people to finally talk about it. And, you know, it is a story where there isn't a black or white and clear answer, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's been suppressed as well. And I think it's just, people really want to talk about it. They want to try and talk about it. What I saw last night on Twitter was a lot of wrestling fans who were learning, you know, information about the details of the crimes themselves for the first time, you know, and really understanding what happened, you know. And I think it is important for fans and for everyone to really realize what did happen here, you know, that you know, because I think so many times in the wrestling world, you get caught up in wrestlers' characters and their personas and their careers and their highlights and all that stuff. You know, but there is a whole another human side to these people, and that's a huge theme in our show and something that we look at, you know. And so I think just, you know, it's definitely making waves in the pro wrestling world right now. And I just hope, you know, that more people just continue to talk about it, you know, in a kind, respectful way. And you know, and so we can eventually process through it, move on, and, you know, and realize that, you know, at least things are a little different today in the industry.
Evan Houston, he's one of the executive producers of the show. He's here with us. Also, Jason Eisner, another executive producer. And it's Vice Studios, Vice TV, every Tuesday night. Season 2 debuted last night, Dark Side of the Ring, the Chris Benoit episode. And just give us a quick rundown here before we let you go, Evan, what we can expect in this Season 2. I mean, am I right here? It looks like you guys are doing an episode on Owen Hart's death, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
So give us a quick rundown of what to expect this season.
Yeah, so the way we approach Season 2 is, we really wanted to tackle this season like as if we're never going to get another season, you know? So we really wanted to tackle the biggest stories in wrestling. And the Owen Hart story is definitely one of those. And that's going to be the season finale this year. And it's one episode that we're also very proud of because it's really the first time that fans and non-fans are going to see the perspective of Owen Hart's family. And really, you know, it was a really horrible tragedy, you know, what happened that night, back in 1999. And we kind of look at it through a completely different lens, through the lens of the family again, the people that it affected the most. And so definitely look out for that one. And then the rest of the episodes we're doing in between is, you know, of varying different, you know, controversies and other almost, you know, true crime-esque stories that have happened in this world. You have the Jimmy Snuka story and the death of his girlfriend back in 1983. You have the Brawl for All tournament, which was a tournament put on by the WWE that was a legitimate shoot fighting tournament that they put into the scripted world of wrestling. And that's a bizarre mixture of, you know, real fighting and scripted storylines. And we also have, you know, deeper cut stories for like the really, you know, hardcore completist wrestling fans. We have a story that we're doing this season about the UWF, which was an ill-fated wrestling company that was started by a fan who had a lot of money. And he tried to basically start his own wrestling federation to go up against Vince McMahon, but he was totally in over his head and it failed spectacularly. And is a very, very fascinating story about an individual who had a dream basically, and it didn't go so well. But it's a very interesting story that not a lot of people have heard.
Well, look, again, terrific job, Evan. Last night with the premiere, it is a brutal, brutal 2-hour episode, but it's really great. So the Chris Benoit episode debuted last night, every Tuesday, 9 p.m., Vice TV, Dark Side of the Ring, Season 2. We appreciate you, Evan. I know you're real busy, and congrats. It's a really great show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.